Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 188. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And, you know, I hope you're feeling grateful today for something, grateful for, you know, something big or small or someone you're close to or not even close to, you know, or just thankful for a roof over your head and the coffee you had this morning, just something. I know I sure am. I think with all this craziness, I'm definitely thankful, grateful for the opportunity to sit down and record this episode, to sit down and help you in whatever small way I can. Definitely more than grateful for that. And I'm excited for today's topic, which is a big one for me. It's something I definitely haven't always been great at. And that seems to be a theme with this podcast, but it's something I've grown through in big ways. And I wanted to turn around and share it with you because I think it could be helpful. So I'm going to hop into talking about love languages, love languages, and you'll see what I'm talking about here in just a second. But real quick, I do have an announcement. I just launched my unofficial second podcast. It's the Meditation Mixtapes, and it's officially live right now on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, everywhere you listen to podcasts. And this is a project that I've talked a lot about. And it's something I've been working on for quite some time, but it's only just now going live on those platforms. It's a project where I collaborate with talented DJs, musicians, producers, artists, and I create meditations you dance to, guided meditations set to dance music, house music. And I do this for a very specific reason. I do it because meditation as a practice is a great thing. It's an amazing habit and practice that makes you feel honest with yourself and makes you feel calm and at peace. You know, you meditate and you come out of it with this sense of clarity, you know, being honest with yourself and just at peace with what's going on in your life. And that's a great thing. But if you know me and you know I'm big on this not bigger mindset, I think there's more to the equation. I think, you know, you can adopt a practice that makes you feel at peace and honest, but also energized and amped and motivated and driven and hungry. And I think if you can live with both of those qualities at once, at peace but energized, you're going to crush it. There's no way around it. That's the magic mix. Feeling at peace but energized and hungry, calm but hungry, calm but motivated. And that's what I do with the meditation mixtapes. It's literally house music and meditations mixed together, and it's perfect to work out to for a run or a walk or a commute or anything. It's picture the podcast set to music in a really cool way and synced up. So I'd be humbled if you check it out and hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. Again, it's called the Meditation Mixtape. So thank you so much. I am very excited to release some big collaborations in the future. So lots more to come, but thank you so much for supporting me right now. But here we are. We're on New Mindset Who Dis. So great topic today. I'm talking about my love language. I'm just keeping it simple. Your boy, his love language. And as you can see, spoiler alert with the title, my love language is wearing socks with sandals. Socks with sandals. That's classic. It's the socks with sandals drip coming at you. Hide your wife. Socks with sandals. But you know, seriously, I use that as a bit of a joke, but it is reflective of what I think your love language should be to an extent. I don't want to tell you, but it should be to an extent. And that is honesty. Honesty. And this isn't preachy or anything like that. Hear me out. Don't hang up just yet. You know, personally, I like wearing socks with sandals. I think it's comfortable. I think it's convenient. It is what it is. Ladies love it, I think. That's me being honest. That's me telling you what I'm all about. Even if I have a feeling, you're going to judge me. And I think that type of mentality and action should be your love language. I think honesty, and I'll explain exactly what honesty is in a second here. I think honesty should be your love language. It should be what you look for in someone else. It should be something you push yourself to do and be, and it should be something you're proud of being honest. No holds bar, no time wasted, just honest. Like when I think of honest, I think of Ron Burgundy in Anchorman reacting to the smell of the Sex Panther cologne, where he goes, "Yeah, Brian, yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline." That's honest. Or I think of the principal in Billy Madison, where he reacts to Billy's dumb answer to a question. And he goes, "Mr. Madison, what you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it." That's brutally honest. Maybe over the top, maybe a bit too harsh, but I really think that's more or less what our love language should be. It should be something we pride ourselves in being honest. And we should know that we deserve someone who is the same way. And when I say your love language should be socks with sandals, I'm simply saying that you should be honest, upfront, and real. And you should demand and expect the same from others. But again, easier said than done. I know this can be a challenge. In life, we do resist this. In dating, in our careers, in our social lives, it's like it's not always an applauded way to be. Like we learn and we're told to not act too interested in someone else. We're told to pretend to not care about something or someone, or pretend to be disinterested because you don't want to seem easy, or that playing hard to get is a cool thing to do. And don't even get me started on that. But we learn to sugarcoat feedback. We go along with things we don't want to. We pretend to not care. And it's no shock that I have issue with these things. But again, to be honest, I'm no shining star here. I've not always been this walking beacon of honesty, but I've grown to see how powerful it is to be honest with others and how fulfilling it is to demand the same in your dating life, in your career, and so on. To adopt a mindset that says, you know what? If I like you, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to play games with you, and I'm not going to play games with myself. I'll laugh if I think something's funny. I'll cry if it's sad. I'll overreact if it's important to me. If I'm passionate about something, I'll talk about it. If I have a question, I'll ask it. I'll say what's in my heart and I'll ask the questions that are in my head. That is honesty. And it goes a long way, particularly with dating. Like I think we all have a tendency to not be honest with others, and we don't do it maliciously. We're not intentionally trying to mislead or anything. It's just something we've grown to do. We have this tendency to curate who we want to be, how we want to come off, the things we say, and we hide our true intentions and our feelings because it's a defense mechanism. You can't get hurt if you don't say and react to how you really feel. You can't get hurt if you refuse to be sensitive or honest or emotional. You know, it's become easy for us to be like, I don't care. Nah, I'm not looking for anything serious. I don't care if I'm rejected. No, it's fine. But the truth is you do care. Of course you care. I care. You care. But we don't want to be hurt. So we dull our shine. We bite our tongue. We refuse to care because if we did and we admitted it and we lived it, then we run the chance of being turned down and actually being hurt and rejected and embarrassed. And so we've kind of learned and adapted to wear this like kind of dishonesty armor, call it. And it goes a little something like this. It's like, who me? No, I would never wear socks with sandals. What kind of loser would do that? Or who, me? No, I don't like her. I don't like him. Nah. Or who, me? Yeah, what are you kidding? I love my job. It's fantastic. That kind of thing. Even though that's far from the truth for you. I really think that the path to a happy, fulfilling life and one that is spent with someone that is great for you and you're great for them is one where you strip yourself of this tendency to not be honest, to not dilute how you feel. It's to say, hey, I'm Case. I enjoy wearing socks with sandals. Hey, I'm Case. I have an odd obsession with 8-letter license plates. Hey, I'm Case. Sometimes when I'm home alone, I lock the door, I fill my bathtub up with marinara sauce, and I pretend to be a meatball. Okay. Kidding. But seriously, like, it's to say those things. It's to go even deeper than that. It's to go on a deep level and say, hey, I'm Case. People look to me like I have everything figured out, but I don't. Or you go on a date with someone and the second date, you're like, hey, on your first date, you mentioned that you're not that close with your family. I was just wondering why. Or, hey, I'm really into astrology, and I know it sounds weird, but I'm just glad you're a Leo. Whatever, I'm literally making these things up here. Simple, no fluff, honesty. And those are silly examples, I know. I'm all over the place with those examples, but I really think we're missing out on genuine connection with others, the world around us, your partner, your potential partner, and yourself when we settle for anything less than honesty with others and with ourselves in what we say and what we do. We miss out on depth, on feeling close and real with genuine connection. We miss out on being honest and saying the things that you only admit to yourself behind closed doors. And that means you miss out on living your truth, on saying real, vulnerable, honest things like, hey, I'm struggling. Hey, I've messed up. Hey, just so you know, I'm not always as happy as I seem, or I don't have everything figured out, or I'm weirder than you think I am. I'm passionate about this. I'm passionate about that. Whatever. Saying those kinds of things, shouting those kinds of things, and not being afraid of how it might seem, that is honesty. And it's pretty intuitive, right? You know, being too much to handle, being too loud, too passionate, too emotional, too sensitive, that is real honesty. And I position it here as a love language because I think it's what you should look for in someone else. And I think it's how you should show love for that person and how they should show love for you. That you know you found someone who is good for you and right for you when you no longer feel the need to hide certain things. When you feel energized to be honest with that person and honest with yourself, and then becomes this great cycle of honesty. That's the real love language. But in even saying that, I don't think you need to wait until you've found someone and you're months in or a year in and you're finally feeling vulnerable and safe to be honest. Like, why wait? Why not live your life in the fast lane? 24/7 honest. Like, it seriously sets you free. And it attracts the same kind of honest people in your life, which is the kind of person that you deserve to be with, or with honest friends. And obviously here, I'm not going to the extreme. I'm not talking first date, hey, I have issues kind of talk. I'm just talking about being honest as a starting point, as a North Star, as the basis for who you are, how you live your life, what you look for in someone else, to have real conversations, real interactions, real moments with real feelings and real honesty. And not as a way of unloading your insecurities or your issues, but to do it as a practice of radical candor, a practice of honesty that exudes from you in everything you do and everything you say, that you don't want to hide anything from yourself. And the best way to make that a reality is to not hide it from others. It's to proclaim your passion. It's to ask your questions. It's to clarify intent. It's to wear socks with sandals and own them because you know who you are. It's to be that way and to look for the same willingness and enthusiasm for vulnerability in someone else. It's to be able to say, hey, I messed up, instead of making an excuse. And to look for that quality in someone else is to not have to come across as perfect or buttoned up, and to look for that quality in someone else. Look for that quality in someone else. And it's to use that as a way that you in turn express your love for yourself and your love for that other person. Socks with sandals. Socks with sandals. It means letting your real self shine through. It means listening to your soul and no longer keeping what it says beneath the surface. It means not waiting around for someone else to come along and drag out your real feelings, your real passions. It's to do it yourself. It's to say, I'm the captain now, and to own it, because that's not only the truest form of self-love, but I'm confident it will lead you to someone who is right for you, who respects that and who reciprocates it himself or herself. That is how I think you deserve to live, and that is how you deserve to be loved and to love yourself, to relax, to drop that armor, to drop that filter, and to loosen your grip a bit. And that's why here I'm advocating for you to rock that socks and sandals vibe. It's a look, it's a vibe, it's a love language that means that you have nothing to hide and you expect the same in someone else. And that's a serious power move in life. It really gives you like radar into who you want to be, and it allows you to see that in other people. And it's the truest form of self-love, in my opinion. And those who love themselves attract some serious, great, powerful things in life and people in life. And it all just starts with honesty and using that as your love language. So Ellender, right there, I hope that gave you something to think about. Short episode. If you did, I'd love if you drop a 5-star rating and review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Seriously, thank you for doing that. It only takes a minute, but it does help the show grow. So thank you. And share this podcast with a friend. Tell them you're thinking about them during this crazy time, and let them know that you care for them. Let me know what you think, of course. Text me, 312-584-4002. Be sure to check out the meditation mixtapes. It's meditations you dance to. And I'm out.